we are about to try a little experiment. The formula looks good on paper. The theory is sound. But there just might be some deviation over time. That's where you come in. Ready? We're minus 30 and counting towards the vanishing point.
Oranges. Here, put them away.
Thank you.
If you pinch them too hard, they get bitter.
It's too bad you can't come along. You need the rest more than I do.
Listen, those horses at your place, can you actually ride them?
You can ride one of them. The other two are honest-to-God farm nags.
I'll go with you next time anyway, even if I'm supposed to write 10 reports.
I wish you would. I'd love to see you fall off a horse.
You know, Ava, you're really not interested in the aesthetic side of life.
You have no idea how aesthetic it really is to fall off a horse.
have you got everything, Ava?
Yes, Abraham.
Your travel papers?
Yes.
A ticket?
No.
Well, honestly.
Of course.
Money?
Yes. Is that all?
Give my regards to your parents and send me a postcard. Or better still, phone.
Okay.
And above all, take care.
I'll try. And you too. Bye, Everhart.
Bye, Ava. All the best.
Bye,
few examples just to make the whole thing a little less abstract. Like that train thing, that's good. What must be considered as definite is the speed of light representing the constant factor. Everybody ought to get that. Imagine a train moving in a straight line. In the middle of the train are situated a source of light and an observer. Through complicated mirror and measuring devices at the front and the back of the train, the observer can establish the fact that the beams of light at both ends of the train arrive at their destination at one and the same time. But a second observer, who is watching the train as it passes him by, will be lit up by the beam of light at the back of the train sooner than by the beam of light at the front of the train, because the train is traveling in the direction of the light beam from the back of the train. That's good. Now, from there, I move over to the argument that time also is only a relative idea, that time is a subject of motion. As an example, I'll use the spacecraft idea, throw in a little science fiction, and so make it more interesting and colorful. If a craft is moving in space at half the speed of light, controlled by an atomic clock on board, then actual time passes by two-thirds slower for the crew of the spacecraft than time on the planet Earth, which in turn means that if the crew spends a full year in space after their return, a year and a half would have elapsed on Earth. Therefore, there is no such thing as absolute simultaneity. One moment, please. Let's see. The system possesses more or less its own time dimension. Yes. And then in passing, I'll mention that these facts also used to occupy the minds of physicists like Einstein, Lawrence, Hermann Minkowski, Ensma.
Good evening. I'm Police Inspector Miller. You are Eberhard Kowalski?
Yes, sir.
May I come in for a moment?
Certainly.
I'm afraid I have to ask you some questions.
Yes?
Approximately 20 kilometers out of Recklinghausen, a young woman was found dead on a path in the woods. Uh-huh. She was wearing pants, a gray-green striped pullover, and gumboots. She had no papers on her whatsoever.
What's that got to do with me?
We haven't been able to identify her. The only thing we have to go by is a postcard addressed to you, signed Ava.
Oh, my God.
You know the lady.
Yes, of course, yes.
I'm sorry. Could you tell me where the lady was staying at the time?
She was visiting her parents. They live near Recklinghausen.
You had the address?
Yes. Just a moment. Here. What happened to her?
Well, at the moment, it looks like poisoning. Homicide is still investigating.
What sort of poisoning?
The post-mortem will make that clear. Thank you. The lady was not married?
No. Her name is Schneider, her parents' name.
And her present place of residence?
She lived here with me.
I see. Well, thank you very much. I think that will be all. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Inspector. Dear Eberhardt, arrived safely, pressed for time, must go shopping, will phone with all the news. All my love, yours, Eva. Hello.
Hello, Eberhardt. Eva.
Eva! Oh, thank God. I had a terrible scare, but it's okay now. I thought you were dead. Some idiot of a policeman was here just now telling me you were dead. I'm so glad. I was frantic. I was all mixed up.
Eberhardt, I am dead.
It was either a case of mistaken identity or somebody was trying to play a joke. A silly joke, if I may say so.
Eberhardt, it's not a joke.
Have you any idea how they managed to get hold of your card?
Of course. They found the card on me. Listen, Eberhardt, we can only talk to each other on the phone for 30 seconds.
Found? Half a minute? Stopwatch. It's a plot. Somebody is trying to put me on. Kidnapped.
Eva, are you being threatened?
No, Eberhardt. What the policeman told you was true. I was poisoned by some mushrooms. My father warned me not to pick them, but I did, and I ate them. I was alone at home yesterday. Then I went out on the bike. Suddenly, I got cramps. It was terrible. It took a long time to die.
You're dead?
Yes.
Well, then, how can you call me?
I don't know. I simply can. But only for a short time, because it weakens me a lot. I lose energy. I'm only calling you to tell you that I love you very much, and to ask you to think of me now and then.
Of course I'm thinking of you.
This is my last chance to be in touch with you. We've got to stop now, Eberhardt. The 30 seconds are nearly over. I'm losing too much energy.
But we've been talking now for over a minute. There's something wrong here. I can hardly hear you.
All the best, Eberhardt. Goodbye, dear.
Eva.
One minute, 20 seconds. Half a minute, she said. Wait a minute.
Good morning. Police District number 23.
Good morning. My name is Kowalski. One of your men was here just now. He said that at Recklinghausen, what I want to say is a young woman. He said she's dead.
Well, that would have been Sergeant Miller.
I wanted to inquire if it could possibly be a mistake.
Well, I'll check it out for you if you like. What was the name?
They only had the name Eva.
Here we are. The copy. The original must be with Sergeant Miller. A woman named Eva was found dead near Recklinghausen. She had no identification on her, only a postcard addressed to a Mr. Kowalski. Is that you?
Yes. That's me.
I'm sorry, but there's no chance of a mistake.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Professor, could I see you for a moment?
Yes, if you make it short.
You'll think I'm crazy.
Professor, what explanation is there for the fact that somebody insists 30 seconds have passed when my watch says 80 seconds?
One of the watches is faulty.
But what if you eliminate that possibility?
Oh, in that case, the watch that shows the lesser time of the two is working in a non-stationary system. T equals T stroke divided by the root of 1 minus V square above C square.
Yes.
You ought to know that.
Thank you. I only needed your confirmation.
Surely you weren't just inquiring about the formula. Have you discovered any deviations?
None concerning the Lorentz transformation.
But
somebody who's dead called me.
That's interesting. And at the same time...
Time passed for the caller by 2/5 slower. The caller said we could talk to each other on the phone for half a minute, but then it became 80 seconds. According to your theory, then, the dead are in a constantly moving system.
Yes, providing your axioms are true. But I am no theologian, so quite unable to comment on your theories.
He thinks I'm crazy. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him. He'll be quite right if I go on like this. Yet...
I'm afraid I have one more question, sir.
Yes.
Let us assume a body moves in a straight line under constant speed away from point P.
Mm-hmm.
A second body is to catch up with it and then move alongside the first body at the same speed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible, despite the fact that no energy is given off during the flight?
Well, if everything depends on the initial impulse, we will have to imagine an asymptotic approach. Mass times acceleration...
If I'm not completely crazy, then it must be possible to join Eva. All right, let's pretend I'm not crazy. Because Eva's spirit is in motion, it follows that during the act of dying, energy is being released. Energy exists in proportion to its impulse. If you die slowly, a great deal of energy is used up. If you die quickly, a lot of energy is conserved. If energy is in direct proportion to the later speed, then one divides by delta T as in proportion to V. Therefore, if I die quickly, I'll catch up with Eva. But I'll race by her. I must prevent that.
Why don't you come to my lecture? It's called the asymptotic approach. That's when I go into the problem in great detail.
Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, not at all.
So, as soon as I reach Eva, we'll simply melt into one single body. But I'll still try an asymptotic approach. What I actually need is a quick way of committing suicide. Shooting. Jumping out of a window. Dynamite. No, too messy. Electrocution. But first there may be another way.
Have you had any experience with spiritualism?
No, it's my first time.
Are you relaxed? That's the most important thing, you know.
Yes, I think so.
Good. May I please introduce Mr. Kowalski, one of our new guests?
Oh, yes. Nice to meet you.
How do you do?
Our hands will form a circle on the table, fingers touching, so that we get a magnetic ring. Thus we create a field of force, which we call the spirit. One of us is the medium, usually it's me. The spirit speaks through the medium's mouth, if the conditions are right. For instance, if the deceased hasn't been dead for too long. You mustn't be frightened. If you do, the spirit goes away. Oh. Well, we're all here then. Now, let's light the candles and put out the light. Take your places, please. Now, let us close the circle and all relax. Which of the deceased would you like to talk to, Mr. Kowalski?
I want to talk to the spirit of Eva.
All right. Let us concentrate on the spirit of Eva. Let us give it the opportunity of visiting us. Through our concentration, let us make it possible for Eva's spirit to materialize by proxy.
Eva. Eva.
Spirit of Eva, we call you. Reveal yourself to us.
Eva.
Spirit of Eva, if you are present, knock.
It's all nonsense, of course. I don't know why I'm here at all.
Spirit of... There's one among us here who's not concentrating. Huh? Ava's spirit has found an obstacle in her way.
I'd better concentrate. Ava.
The obstacle has been removed. Ava. Do you hear us? Give us a sign.
Here I am.
What? Is it you, Ava?
Yes.
Are you losing energy?
No. Everybody's concentration is sufficient.
So you can absorb external energy?
Yes.
Can you give off energy?
Yes.
Have you balanced your energy again?
Yes.
Good. Now, listen. Do you move in space? Can you move in several directions?
No. Why do you ask all that?
I can feel a vibration. A spirit is approaching us. We call you, Spirit of Eva. Is it you? If it is, knock.
Why not please her? Give her knock.
Is it you?
Now they'll be happy.
Spirit of Eva.
I'm going to join you, Eva.
Don't kill yourself, Eva.
Why not?
I move on an entirely different time level than you do. You could never reach me.
I think I could. By dying slowly, you've lost a lot of energy. If I die quickly, I'll conserve energy, and I'll be able to catch up with you. You'd better tell them that you're actually here.
Oh, there she is. She is again.
Quiet, please. Ava's spirit is among us. Spirit, have you any messages for us? We have the mother of little Beatrice among us, and she is very worried.
But wouldn't you just race by me?
Well, as soon as I reach you, I'll transfer some energy to you so that our speeds will equalize.
And if it doesn't work?
Of course, it's risky, but it's worth it.
Better think about it again, Abraham.
The theoretical preparations are finished. Now, the practical experiment.
Do you know anything about little Beatrice? Have you no message for her mother? Is she all right?
What a nuisance. All right, I'll knock again.
And you don't even know these people.
Never mind. It will please the mother.
Yes.
You know, Ava, sometimes I think I've gone completely crazy. Maybe it's all my imagination.
No, it isn't. You just have to concentrate on me, on what I'm thinking. If you do, I'll talk out of your mouth. You'll have plenty of witnesses here.
A rocket explorer named Wright once traveled much faster than light. He set out one day in a relative way and returned on the previous night.
That used to be our favorite rhyme.
That's right.
I'm losing my concentration.
Did I just recite a limerick?
Oh, yes.
Ava just said a limerick out of your mouth. You're an excellent medium, Mr. Kowalski.
Well, I'm not crazy after all. My theories are correct.
Now, shall we put the light on and have a little liquid refreshment?
Come along.
Yours sincerely, Eberhard Kowalski. This is my last will and testament. After thorough investigation, I put into practice the following theory. He who dies a quick death finds himself after death in a rapidly moving system. A slow death correspondingly slows down this movement. My experiment, of which the motives are admittedly not entirely scientific but also emotional, can be described as follows. My goal is to reach the time plane of my friend Eva after my death. The present time difference between Eva and myself can be expressed in the ratio of 2 to 5. Therefore, Eva's speed is 2.32 to the 10th power times 10 meters per second. Her rate of dying was about 1 hour. If my rate of dying were 1 hour, I'd find myself moving behind her at a constant distance. It shouldn't be difficult to decide on a quicker way of dying. I have now decided to die by high-voltage electrocution. For clarification, I'm enclosing a diagram which explains graphically the relationship of the speed factor between the start of the death process and the moment of death. If my rate of dying is 5 seconds, then my rate of death is 99.9861% above that of Ava's, which means 4.6367 to the 10th power times 10 meters per second. Therefore, Ava's present distance is 1.152 to the 10th power times 13 kilometers. Therefore, I will reach Ava after 263.796 to the 10th power times 2 seconds, which equals 4.383 minutes. After that time, I'll be able to transfer enough energy to Ava for us to move along in a parallel orbit. Hoping that my theory will be of some benefit to mankind, yours sincerely, Eberhard Kowalski. Good. Ava's been dead for 5 days, 7 hours, 58 minutes. My experiment begins in 2 minutes. I must hurry. The chains of the attached high-voltage contacts are locked in place. The key is outside my reach. The chair is bolted to the floor. Even extreme fear of death cannot prevent it from happening. Relax and wait. The margin of error is not more than plus or minus 5%. But as I'm able to give off as much or as little energy as I choose, this is relatively unimportant. Everything's ready. The current transformed to 10,000 volts. Experience with the electric chair shows that there's no brain activity after approximately 5 seconds. Another 20 seconds. Oh, my God. What a nightmare. I've got to get out of here. I've got to wake up. It'll all be over right now. Maybe I'll really get to Ava. The calculations are correct. The rest is madness. Stop the clock. Help. I hope nobody hears me. Help. Ah!
Eberhard? Hello, 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 Eberhard? Hello, 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 Eberhard? Hello, 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 Eberhard?
Genius or madman? Redeemed in another time dimension or merely fried? It's all a question of impulse and proportion. Eberhard has made an impulsive choice, the sanity of which is indirectly proportional to his accelerated approach towards the vanishing point.
Death of a Physicist by Christina Mika and Peter Schultz, translated and adapted by Otto Lowy. Featured in the cast were Eric Schneider as Eberhard and Meredith Woodward as Goethe, with Barney O'Sullivan, Joseph Scala, Mickey Mansell, James Johnston, and Otto Lowy in a variety of roles. Sound engineer was Gene Lovrock, with sound effects by Jay Hyrene and music by Brian Tate. The production secretary was Loretta Joyce, and the production assistant was Dagmar Kafanka. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Death of a Physicist was produced and directed at CBC Vancouver by Don Kowalczyk. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Next week on Vanishing Point, it's a communicable disease, a biting satire by Larry Feinberg. Until then, I'm Barbara Budd, wishing you good night.